Today, the Red Sox are celebrating the 100th birthday of Fenway Park, what John Updike called a lyric little bandbox of a ballpark, like an old-fashioned peeping-type Easter egg. You know, the ones with some jewel within the shell. Today, there will be a game between the Sox and the Yankees. Yesterday, the park was open to the public, free. They swarmed the field and perused tables of memorabilia. Here, photos and keepsakes from the late Ted Williams.
Him kissing the bat, that to me is just like true appreciation of the game and true appreciation for what he stood for and all the hard work that he did.
Dude, look at, one of Ted Williams' fishing poles.
No way.
He fished?
Which got me thinking about my time with Ted Williams.
It was 1941. What people were talking about more than anything else that summer was a tall, skinny kid from San Diego who was tearing the cover off the ball for the Boston Red Sox. The sports writers called him the Splendid Splitter, Ted Williams.
Okay, it wasn't way back then, and it was just a few conversations, but still.
Try and bend your knees just a little bit. Try and stay down that low pitch.
There was that time at spring training in the mid-1970s. Ted had been retired since 1960. I was barely in my 20s. He barely tolerated me hanging on the batting cage with him as he offered hitting tips to players.
You know, something was said to me as a young player that meant an awful lot to me, and I always lean back on this. It's a great thing. A great hitter, Lefty O'Doul. And I asked him, like I always asked all the great hitters as a young fellow coming up, what do I have to do to become a great hitter? And he said, kid, don't change anything.
What'd you hit last year, Park?
250.
My first one I ever heard say it, that hitting a baseball was the hardest single thing to do in sports. I used to lay in bed thinking, well, why am I doing it this way? Why am I successful this way? And then I'd get in a rut, and more times than not, I could pretty near, just thinking about it, say, boom, I know why I'm not hitting.
Well, that's probably the most important advice, to tell somebody to go off and think about it.
I had a big advantage over the one you're just talking about, because I didn't just go over in the corner and think about it. I thought about it all the time. I'd watch the movie and be thinking about it. I had a bad day. It bothered me during the movie and after the movie and when I went to bed. And the next morning, why, I was all stirred up, ready to go again. Who was going to pitch and what was going on? And I'm sure that a lot of hitters go to the ballpark now and they don't know who the hell's pitching. And I can guarantee you the first thing I looked is probable pitchers. And I knew who, and probably before we even went into town. There's not a player I ever saw, as long as I played, that I didn't think should have been is better than he was. Should have been better than he was.
Including yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
What about the fact that it's Ted Williams telling them what to do? How do you think that affects them?
Well, I'd like to think that they thought I knew what I was talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, he wore the Red Sox uniform for 22 years. He wore the uniform of the United States Marines for 4.5 more. He owned left field at this very ballpark. He was the last man to hit 400 in a season, and he did it 58 years ago. He hit 521 home runs, including one on his last at bat. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest hitter that ever lived, number 9, Hall of Famer, baseball legend, Ted Williams.
Okay, Robin, here's the Splendid Splinter.
Oh, man.
Hello, Robin.
Hey, Ted. Fast forward to 1999. Ted was in town to throw out the first pitch at the All-Star Game. I was hosting another radio program with two equally star-struck sidekicks, George Knight and Matt Phipps, when Ted called in. I reminded him of that time back at spring training when we'd also engaged in a little of his second passion, fishing.
Ted, I don't know if you remember a movie when John Wayne was in a film called True Grit and he had to take a girl out on a trail.
Yeah.
That was kind of like our day fishing.
This was an older Ted Williams, his health failing, his legendary curmudgeonliness softening.
How are you feeling?
Well, you know, I'm getting old. Jeez, I'm getting old. I have better days and good days. And, God, the saddest thing in my life right now is I'm losing a lot of friends.
Yes.
And they're sick, or they got new teeth, or they got a new knee, or something. That's the saddest part about getting old. Jeez.
But in your case, you've got terrific memories. Let's talk about the other end of the spectrum. We've got a new Red Sox team this year. How do you feel they're doing?
Well, their pitching seems to be surprisingly pretty good.
Some say the best ever.
Yeah, might be.
And how about Nomar Garciaparra?
Oh, boy, Nomar. Hell, he's... Anytime you go to the ballpark and just keep your eyes glued on him and you're seeing one of the great players, potential great players. And players that I haven't always heard so much about, and then I see him and I say, boy, this is a pretty good little player.
Ted,
yes, sir.
We're talking to Ted Williams, which, frankly, we can't believe. And, you know, I'm the one who says Fenway Park will come down over my dead body. You, frankly, don't care, do you?
Well, you have an exalted feeling about Fenway Park, and you think I would, too, and I do in certain ways. But I really, in my heart, one of the great baseball towns of all time, with the oldest park in the league, I think that somebody ought to get up in arms and say, boom, we do need a new park.
Ted Williams will throw out tonight's ceremonial first pitch. He will throw it to Carlton Fisk. Kyle Yastrzemski on hand as well. A celebration here tonight.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll never forget my first time in there. I'll never forget the first time I looked at it. And I can never forget the old ball players that I played with, and there were some good ones. And the nicest part about getting old on this side of the ledger is that they're still friends. I'm so happy when I feel they're getting along good.
Name some that you're still...
Well, I think Mel Parnell's getting along good. Dominic DiMaggio's getting along pretty good. Dorr and Pesky are getting along pretty good. He looks better than anybody.
Hey, Ted. Ted Williams, I got to ask you, where did you get the reputation for being such a tough old guy when here you're a softy?
Well, I'm a softy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, that's great. Now, the thing of it is that I probably wasn't too smart, a super sensitive type, that if I heard a boo, I could hear it for 4 miles. I probably didn't handle that too well, but I suppose if it happened again, it'd be just like that again. I don't know. I couldn't have done it any different.
Want to have said, if you ever get really lonely, you know, I could come down and we could go fishing again and I could drive you crazy.
Well, I would love to. I would be great. I can't go now. That's the greatest sorrow of my life right now. Other than seeing some of my friends getting old. But the fact that I can't fish anymore, or wade anymore, or tie flies anymore, or rig anymore, that hurts me.
Yeah. Well, you know that you have a ton of friends that you don't even know.
Yeah, I
up
know.
Here in
I
Boston.
Got a million friends. I fooled a lot of people.
Not at all.
Yeah, all right. Nice to talk to you, dear.
Ted Williams, thank you so much.
All right, dear. Hold on.
Going to the bat rack for the final time.
Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat. One out, nobody on, last of the eighth inning. Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is moving, and it is gone. A home run for Ted Williams in his last...
Ted Williams died in 2002. Fenway, the place he loved but wanted to blow up and build all over again, turns 100 today. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend and join us again here and now.